Continuing in-depth team coverage as 63 members of Jacksonville Fire Rescue Department are being asked to stay home right now, including 47 from one station after someone tested positive for the virus. Chief Keith Powers joins me. This is Fire Station 28 on Hogan Road. You mentioned in yesterday's update, biggest fire station, most personnel, kind of a worst case scenario from a logistics standpoint. How are you covering all those shifts?
Yeah, good morning. We're very fortunate. We already had a pre-scheduled recruit class of 35 individuals that were getting ready to come out to the street this Saturday. So that's going to help. And right now, a lot of the members of Jacksonville Fire and Rescue have canceled their vacations. They're wanting to help the community and come back to work and help. And so with those canceled vacations and the 35 recruits, it's going to allow us to cover those individuals that are now in self-quarantine.
So how is the individual doing now and the others who are in a self-quarantine? Anyone exhibiting symptoms to your knowledge?
Yeah, so the individual we're talking about is he's on the road to recovery. He's still struggling a little bit. We've got another one of those 63 we're waiting on some test results to come back from that are exhibiting signs. And the rest of the 47 that are from that fire station are all, you know, asymptomatic. They don't have any signs, but we're having them tested today just as out of an abundance of precaution.
How about people that may have come in contact with the individuals here that are involved over the last several days? Have you worked to kind of make contact with them just to spread the message and maybe make them aware of the potential for symptoms?
We have. Yesterday, as soon as we got word he had come back positive, we had a group within headquarters go ahead and pull those records and start making contact with those individuals and let them know what procedures to follow and if they should start exhibiting any signs or symptoms, what they need to do.
How widespread is the issue for the overall department? It's a wonder, given how many calls you all respond to each and every day. And I know all the guys and gals are taking very, very strong measures to ensure that they're doing everything they can, putting on the personal protective equipment. But it's a wonder that we don't see more of these, given all the calls you all are out on every day.
It is. It's a miracle. You know, God's got his hand on this department and just, you know, trying to protect the men and women. But I tell you, I'm so proud of the men and women. You know, they put their own safety behind everything, and they move forward just to protect the community. It's kind of what's in them, what they want to do. And it's just an amazing to be able to represent a group of men and women like that, that put service before self.
Along those lines, if anyone does need to call for assistance of police, fire, rescue over the coming days and weeks, what message do you want to make sure that you deliver so that people are doing the right things and practicing as much as we can as safe a distance?
Yeah, so we've got some procedures in place in our 911 centers when the call comes in, specific questions that are related to the COVID-19 virus that are asked. Ask people to just be patient when we're asking these questions. It's just part of making sure that we keep them safe and ourselves safe. But also know that the minute they call 911, that the apparatus are already rolling towards their homes or their businesses, that those questions are being asked while the men and women are en route, and that information is then relayed over computer to those apparatus. So there's no delay in the response. It's just information that we need to gather before they get there so we can protect our public safety workers and keep them, in a healthy state so they can continue to respond to the community.
Our best to you all, Chief Keith Powers in Jacksonville with Fire Rescue. Thank you.